Yes, I hear you now. The 210 side of it dropped out for a while, and I had to switch over to the 220 to hear you. But again, I can't transmit on the 220, and then all of a sudden it came back on the 210, so I'm back again. Over.
Well, then you can see the problems with that kind of thing. It's not 100% like it would be if you was standing on 220. So, you know, you have to deal with that, I guess. I've talked to other people who come across the 2-meter there in Indianapolis from other parts of Indiana there. You know, we bring this up on Friday nights, like I say, and there's a handful of Hoosiers that come online and check in that went to the net with us. So, I mean, there's activity. There's amateurs over there that can form activity, and we're always happy to hear them. Yeah, I have a 9 call, even though I'm in Dayton, Ohio. When I got that call, a vanity call, the FCC had just relaxed the idea that you had to stay within the region. I live in A-band, and, of course, that's a 9-man call, which covers Indiana, Wisconsin, and Illinois. But this call had the name Sam in it, and that's what my friend was trying to point out to me. And it was a SK call, and it became available within a couple of months, and I jumped on it, and, well, here we are, like 11, 12 years later, they're over.